with the 32nd pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, the Minnesota Vikings select Teddy Bridgewater, quarterback, Louisville.
When the Vikings selected Teddy Bridgewater with the 32nd pick of the 2014 NFL Draft, excitement filled the Twin Cities. What fans and coaches didn't realize was the impact this 22-year-old would have so early.
You know, the comfort level that he's shown going into year two, knowing that he's the guy, and this is his offense and his team, his franchise, he's really embraced it.
Thrown into action in week three after veteran starter Matt Cassel was lost for the season, the rookie didn't show any signs of nerves. He quickly came in and took control of the Vikings offense.
Last year was a fun year for me, but you know, I had some bumps in the road. You know, this team had some adversity to overcome. But for me as a player, you know, it was great that I had the opportunity to play as a rookie. You talk about dreaming as a child of playing in the National Football League. And I got to live that experience in the third week of the season. And I was just glad that, you know, I had the opportunity.
The scenario played out much like his college career, where an injury to the starting quarterback in 2011 meant the freshman was put into the lineup and forced to learn on the job.
Last year was exactly how my freshman year at Louisville went. Even my numbers were somewhat similar to my freshman year at Louisville. And, you know, things happened for a reason. I was named the starter by way of an injury. You never want to see players injured on the team, but you know, I had an opportunity to showcase my talents, and I'm glad that I had that opportunity.
He kicks off the home opener of his sophomore season on Sunday by already being a fan favorite and the quarterback of the future for the Vikings. But then again, those who are around him every day know all too well the potential of this rising talent.
I know that I can't play the way I played last year. You know, I have to continue to get better. In this league, nothing stays the same. It's either you're getting better or you're getting worse. And my goal is to continue to get better.
If you compared him last year to this year, it's night and day. Is it where he's going to eventually be? I don't think anyone would say that yet. But you see how comfortable he is in his scheme now, understanding where to go with the ball. If this happens, okay, I'm going from receiver one to receiver two, knowing where his checkdowns are. So those are all encouraging signs, and we're looking forward to see him continuing to progress.
He's got great touch, great feel, and not only has a great arm, but is also a great passer. You know, there's a difference between a great thrower and a great passer, and he's developed into a great passer and at a very quick rate. So I've been very, very impressed by what I've seen from him.
Expectations are plenty high for what Teddy can do leading this offense. The talented signal caller gives the Vikings something they've been wanting for years, a young, talented quarterback to build around. With a year under his belt, a strong offseason, and more offensive weapons around, there's no reason to doubt this won't be a big year for number five.
He got a year on his belt where, you know, he really wasn't, you know, they were stacking the box, they were bringing a lot of pressure. So I think, you know, this year it's going to be a lot easier for him to go out and do what he do. But he's still a sharp young man. He's eager and hungry to learn more and improve his game. And with that mentality and the talent that he has, the sky's the limit for him.
He has a very calm demeanor to him. And he just kind of, you know, approaches every day in very level head, doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. And he's energetic and he's very smart, you know, and really works hard and understands what he wants to accomplish and works to get there.
You know, I can say that, you know, I did some good things last year, but it's not good enough. You know, if I do the same things I did last year, you know, we're going to be sitting at home in January again, 7-9 or 6-10. You know, we have high expectations around here, and I have high expectations for myself.